is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. Anybody wants to get in, you're more than welcome. Me and Dell the rest of the way here. Lance is still hanging out here, so we'll see if he chimes in. The top story yesterday was the Raiders, right? Apparently, who was it? Joe DeLeo or what the hell? He put out that the Raiders were going to, and then the Texans were working on a deal, whatever. And then Colin Cowherd. He took off with it. So the Raiders and Derek Carr being traded became a huge deal.
Yeah, the stuff from yesterday, at least early, was about Derek Carr being a Texan. Later last night, from a guy in Vegas who covers the Raiders, from the Review Journal in Vegas, it was about the Raiders using Derek Carr to acquire more picks to entice the Texans into trading Carr. So somewhere like a three... trading Watson, somewhere like a three-team trade where they get picks from this team, the team gets Derek Carr, that they use those picks to acquire Watson with their own picks.
Much more believable is the story about that, the fact that a couple NFL executives have said, nah, Texans are saying, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't trading them. We're not trading the player. We're not interested in trading the player. Teams have called. Apparently, teams have called the Texans, and they've been told that he's not available. So maybe that's now, but I believe that now. I believe that to be true. The Texans are not out there looking for, because here's the deal: is then that would become public, because nobody can keep a secret anymore in the NFL or anywhere else. It would be. Hey, we talked to the Texans about this guy. What is out there now is one executive says, asked and answered, no, not interested. And that is much more believable to me.
Yeah, I think the Texans, the best scenario for them is to have their leadership group, whoever they decide that to be, finally get Deshaun in a room to talk and lay out a vision that he believes in. And then they go forward. You're going to have to convince a guy who has what we assume put teams on this list that are a step away from winning, that, yeah, we're not going to be great, but it's not going to be a long ordeal. You might suffer this year, but once we get some of our salary cap stuff figured out and we get our draft picks back, it'll be a short turnaround. In fact, you say, look, I know you want to go to the Dolphins. Well, the Dolphins were terrible. Mm-hmm. In fact, they tried to be terrible, and then they won, I think, four out of their last six games or five out of the last 11 games last year and turned around and they won 10 games in 2020. That's what we're looking at. We don't think we're going to be bad for very long.
Well, I wonder how much of it for Deshaun is really winning or going to a place where he wants to live.
Well, quality of life is important for him, I assume.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem to have a problem living here until things turned. Does he have a problem living in Houston?
I don't think so. I think Houston's it's probably big enough for him. I think it's all about the ownership. That's why.
Yeah. So that's why the Texans' approach of we don't want to trade him, I understand, but you still have to, well, you don't have to do anything, but if the goal is to, what I meant by have to, you have to convince Deshaun that this is a place to be, but you really don't. If he doesn't want to play, then you can punish him by taking his money. But if the goal is to have him play for you, then selling him on the future is a big deal. And who's he going to trust to get that done?
How can you sell him if he won't take a call or text?
He's not doing that now. But at some point,
that's what I'm saying. You at have to get that chance.
Now
and he
he's
has
just
to be
being
open
a petulant
it.
Child. If you want to know the truth. Well, I mean, honestly, I'm not answering your calls.
No, I don't think that's the right way to handle it. And if you want to get traded, frankly, you piss them off.
Yeah. No. Well, they're not. The only leverage Deshaun has is not playing. That's it. But he also doesn't get paid then. Now, he's got FU money, so he can say, I'm not, I, you know what? I can withstand it. You guys eventually are going to have to trade me, but he's going to have to sit a year. It's not going to look great. Listen.
And they're going to come snatch that $27 million out of your FU money.
Yeah. Yeah. That $27 million goes too. And listen, he looks worse. The longer this goes on, the worse Deshaun looks.
Here, I don't think it matters if he's actually dealt. It'll Correct. Look bad here. But if he doesn't want to be here, what does he care?
Because it's easy for anybody to say, that's a mess in Houston. That's a mess.
Yeah.
We say it locally.
No. I know.
I don't blame him.
Well, maybe the mess has been fixed, though. That's the point that I think the team has to be able to sell Deshaun.
You have
is
to sell
the mess
Deshaun?
Is fixed.
Okay, let me sell you. You're Deshaun, ready? Oh. Hey, Deshaun, we fixed the mess. Our owner, the guy who's still owner, Kyle McNair,
yeah.
would love to come take you to McDonald's. And maybe McDonald's. Y'all get some type what? Of, they got some
spicy nuggets.
Yeah, they got some spicy nuggets.
Well, they got a Shamrock Shake again now.
Yeah.
The only way outside of the city that
and he wants to play the scratch off Monopoly game.
Uh huh. You might get free fries. The only way the mess gets fixed, quote unquote, outside of Houston, if ECB is no longer part of the organization, that's when people will think that the.
What
mess,
if Cal steps down and carry?
R. Carey McNair.
R. Carey McNair. Well, then we don't call him D. Cal McNair.
We do now.
Well, so if that McNair takes over.
I call him D. Cal.
If that McNair takes over and the first move is getting rid of Jack, now can we talk? It's not going to change the fact, though, that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby screwed up the GM's opportunity to fix it fairly quickly either, though.
No,
that doesn't
no.
change.
No, that doesn't change. You're still going to be bad. But guess what? The best offers are Deshaun. The best offers are from bad teams. So you want to go to another bad organization, or would just you can say it this bad organization? Which one?
What a sell!
That's a hell of a sell. do you really? Because we're not trading you to a good team because they're not giving us enough. They're just not. Deshaun, we're not trading you. We're not trading you for pennies on the dollar.
Well, yeah. Well, we would trade you to a good team. They're just not offering what we think you're worth. In fact, to be honest with you, we don't think anything is worth you. But if we have to trade you, they're not giving it to us.
So what if Deshaun? Okay, so his only leverage is not playing, or
bad mouthing everyone.
Yeah, if he starts calling Decal a Dumas,
Dumas McNair,
Dumbass. If he calls him a Dumbass, then now we got some problems.
Scorched earth would be the only way I see him getting out of here.
Is that a good look?
It's
for
not.
A franchise we quarterback.
We know he doesn't want to do it.
No,
but if the diplomatic option would be answer the phone. But if the diplomatic option, the one that doesn't involve you in trying to embarrass our organization, is not working, I don't see any other way because the Texans don't want him gone. They want him here, and it's understood why. So how do you get out of it if you don't take the limps you have to take? James did it. Ngakoue called the owner's son a clown.
Mm-hmm.
That is generally how it gets done. If they don't want you out.
But he even said, this is not the way. Tony Khan said, you know, this is really not the way to do this if you want to get out of here.
And
he had to wait for quite a while until they got the offer they wanted. Well, they didn't get a great offer, though, did they?
They didn't get a great offer. They sent them to the Vikings.
And Vikings third? Got rid of them right away,
no,
too.
No, they didn't even get a first for him, did they, or did they? I don't think so.
I don't remember what they got.
He must have really been a pain in the ass for the Vikings.
Well, he had wanted out of the long – well, okay, ugh. Vikings.
I forget what they got for him. Anyway –
go ahead.
Anyway, he did get his. He got his wish though. Now, if Deshaun starts doing that,
Deshaun does not want to do that.
Does not want to do that.
He does not want to.
That's not a good look for a franchise quarterback to be doing.
Yeah, he called the owner son a clown in April, and he got traded.
Your dad called John that.
But I'm not. Yeah, but
yeah.
Your dad said John was a clown, and he wasn't trying to get out anywhere.
But I'm not asking to be traded.
Well, but what if I wanted to live at your house? Then what? Now, how uncomfortable is it going to be since your dad called me a clown?
You think that's the reason you can't live at my house? Because that's the only reason you can't live there? Because of what my dad said?
Yeah.
No, there are other reasons why. The biggest one is I don't want you there.
Well, but your dad might.
No, he called you a clown.
He might have seen the light now after listening for all these years.
You think you're less clownish to
yes.
him?
Yes.
Are you, though?
Are you, though? Are you, though?
I don't think you are.
That man is a clown. Yeah. And you are his court jester.
Yeah, he's not. Well, anybody who does this, I think he's a clown. So don't consider yourself unique.
Rumors have Whitney Merciless and J.J. Watt linked to the New York Giants. Ooh. I'm in.
Congratulations
I'm all
to those two being
good.
Giants.
What comes back?
J.J. Watt to the Giants, a top trade target. Daryl Lincoln says this.
God, if you could get
Total
a
Pro
for that.
Sports.
What are the Giants giving up for J.J. Watt?
Third?
Like the Giants, the Texans are facing a tough cap situation. They're projected to be more than $17 million. It's a potential move.
What's this guy's name? Daryl Lincoln?
Daryl Lincoln.
Does he think that the Giants don't know that Whitney Mercilus played Suck? This year? Yeah, does he not know?
Well, they're all thing. The only reason you do this move, J.J. would do it, I bet.
Leonard Williams and Dalvin Tomlinson.
For what? For
For J.J. and Whitney?
And Whitney.
What?
Well, you would literally have to give up. How many first rounds do we have to give up? Who is this? Delete this page.
No, they're free agents. They're going to be free
agents. Oh, they're free agents.
This year. There's only 1 year left on their deal.
Then why are we mentioning them? Oh, they're trading to free. Still, Leonard Williams is a good player, and Dalvin Tomlinson is a space eater. Like, if they would do that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Leonard Williams is 26. Just resign him. Why are you
dealing
with
J.J. and Whitney?
Why you
That's
want
fine.
J.J. and
yes,
Whitney?
Tell that guy we'll do it.
That's dumb.
Tell the guy we'll do
For
it.
For the
Say
Giants.
Yes. Email him. Text him.
Now, Mercilus is no... Here's his quote. Mercilus is no Lawrence Taylor.
Thanks.
But he will still be able to provide an impact that may not show up as much in the stat sheet
That's
as
true.
Fans may expect.
That's true.
That is... All those things...
That is correct.
Are correct.
Okay, yes, let's break down what he said. Exactly. He's no Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
Correct.
He's not Lawrence Taylor.
And his impact won't be shown in the stat sheet.
Right. Like, he'll have zeros across
because he'll have zero stats.
But he has an impact on the game. He's the guy that does the cover stuff.
Does he?
The special cover packages that Romeo does, remember?
Yeah.
Anthony Weaver did.
You know, you're getting $54 million, so he could go...
Like, what that guy said is true, and I would definitely trade for him.
Yeah.
If I'm the Giants.
Mercilus could use a change of scenery.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And the Giants would be a good spot for him. Exactly.
Re-energize.
To potentially finish out his career and maybe have one of his better seasons this year.
Huh.
That wouldn't be hard.
Re-energize him.
What has this guy seen of Whitney Mercilus that makes him
Shut
want
up,
him
Del.
On the Giants?
Mind your own team's business.
I'm asking a question. Yeah. That's not
No,
a
we
want to
get this deal done.
Keep your mouth
the Giants
off,
gonna lose.
Off Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah.
That's
keep Whitney Mercilus out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's the actual phrasing, not keep your mouth off of Whitney Mercilus. That's not how that phrasing goes, John.
Whitney Mercilus has 54 career sacks and 4 7-plus sack seasons to his name.
How many in the last 3 years?
But he did seem to fall off a cliff into irrelevancy during the 2020 season.
That's encouraging for
the
Giants.
A change of scenery may be needed. Oh, maybe? No, definitely. Oh, my God. I don't care if you get anything. Get rid of J.J. You know what? You got to get Whitney Mercilus is the throw-in. You get J.J., but you have to take Whitney Mercilus.
I assume this would be.
Does this guy know that Whitney...
By the way, do the math on that. That the math on those two cap numbers equals...
They say they'd have to restructure Whitney.
Whitney Mercilus has...
Well, that's on their business, but the Texans would take a $3 million hit. Do the math on that. You now would clear up enough money that you could pay for the Deshaun Watson hit that would be if you traded him. Because you also get hit $22 million if you trade Deshaun Watson.
This is a dumber trade than... Two first-round picks for Derek Carr. Whitney Mercilus, 16.5 sacks in the last 4 years. That seems
How many?
Like a 16.5 in the last 4 years.
4 years?
Average about
that sounds,
over
that's four, like
four
about
plus.
Four a year.
That's great to trade that's for. Yes, he missed.
I noticed you're adding the injury year.
Yeah. Oh, that, is that helping his status?
No, but take that one out. And
no.
Into
it's
the
part, of his, part of his resume. He got hurt. He's either unproductive or hurt. That's great for a team.
Can you just leave us alone and let us try to get some
worry
players?
Worry about your Dolphins.
If somebody wants Whitney because they think he's a change of pace, let that man have his own
opinion.
No one
wants him. That's just one guy.
Keep
he just needs a change of scenery. Whitney needs a change of scenery. Why do you want him to stay here?
Next time, because he's a great guy, I heard. Next time you say, keep your mouth off of someone, I'm never going to let that go without saying it about you. Don't worry. Keep playing games. Keep playing games.
Just keep your mouth off him.
Okay? My mouth has never been on him,
okay.
Thankfully.
1015 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Glorious sound. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm done following Raul.
Cobos
Q. I mean, this stuff is... This quesadilla right is so stupid good.
I love that.
It's too. Brisket, boudin, mac, dilla, and shiner, and Cobos shiner, chipotle.
So it's a mac and cheese, brisket, and boudin quesadilla.
I'm not a big barbecue sauce fan in a quesadilla, but I'm going to... That thing looks awesome. Stop sending it, Raul. Jerk. I don't need that. We don't need that while we're starving in here. Let's get Bobby in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. So I had a question, and I haven't heard it in a long time, but I was curious if y'all are ever going to do female golfer food again.
Yeah, probably when I retire. Last show.
What?
Last show.
Last show?
Yeah, we'll have to do it again.
Or when Wendy...
Yeah, I would love that. Just, yeah, broadcast it up, man. I want to play.
You want to play male golfer? Listen, you're not unlike... the intern out there was pissed at you, Dell, because you poo-pooed male golfer, female golfer food the other day.
Which intern?
The intern.
The people want it.
It's a brilliant...
When did I poo-poo it?
It's a brilliant
game.
You
screwed it. You screwed us because
how so?
We were talking about it, and then you were like, you can't play it.
I said, you
didn't even give a gong like you used to.
We don't have it anymore. It's gone.
Oh, my God.
I told you that. It got...
You can find it. Look, I'll find one for you.
Go ahead and play it yourself. I'm not playing it.
Gong on the internet. Gong. Yeah. So, look, gong you. No, we can't play it anymore because of Lance. Lance screwed it all up. We used to be able to play it, but now, Roger Goodell is against it or something. I don't know. A-hole.
I wish John was doing a step show.
What do you mean?
They're doing step shows here.
Oh, you want him to dance?
Yeah, I want John to do it.
And make those stink faces when they're doing it?
I got to make a stink face?
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Yeah, I could do that. What's so cool about that? I mean, what's so hard about it?
Step show?
Yeah. Look, I can step. What, are you crazy?
I would like to see John do a step show.
Nah, then he would really lean into the dark meat stuff. I'm not looking for that. See?
No.
When they look at him weird, what are you doing here?
No. Look at me.
Look at me. Rub his
dark
forearm.
Meat. I can do a step show.
See y'all later. You look like a chicken. What are you bobbing your
head
for like
that? That's what they do.
He's like.
And you got to give him a stank face. Now, male golfer, female golfer food has been discontinued.
Uh-huh. We like TV. It's called, I mean, it got canceled on broadcast television. You're going to need Amazon to pick it up.
Yeah.
Or Netflix.
Sportsmap?
You want to do it on Sportsmap?
Y'all do a new Sportsmap?
A video?
I'm not going to participate, but I'll watch it.
No, you can be in it.
I can't contractually. I'm not allowed to do any more Sportsmap stuff.
Really?
Other than what I do. Yeah. Mm. Oh.
We can do it as our regular Tuesday deal.
It can be your Tuesday video.
Yeah. No, we got to talk about sports stuff.
No, we don't.
Golfers are sports.
Golfers?
Barely,
okay.
But it's sports.
Speaking of golfers, did you see big stink Patrick Reed back in the news? Apparently, Patrick Reed has a burner account that people are all over him about. This account, and I'm trying to find it now, and I can't. This account apparently is always, it seems like every time Patrick Reed does something, Patrick Reed's lawyer had to come out and say, please be advised that the person who manages Patrick Reed's Twitter and Instagram accounts does not run @usegolffacts account. Apparently @usegolffacts account. Every time Patrick Reed does something. And, by the way, Patrick Reed tweeted something and Use Golf Facts account tweeted the identical thing. That's a sure sign, right, that Patrick Reed accidentally hit the wrong
exactly
one?
If it's done exactly at the same time? Unless they're trying to act like they're Patrick Reed just
yeah,
to get
right.
heat.
Trying to put some more heat on him. But apparently, Rory McIlroy – oh, see, Patrick Reed tweeted this out. Rory McIlroy did the same thing today on hole 18 and didn't even call a rules official over to deem the ball embedded. End of story. That is true. It really is true. Rory McIlroy did the same exact thing. Patrick Reed, you called a rules official over and then lied about it being embedded, But Rory didn't even call a rules official over. So big stink, big golf stink, you guys. Tune in Saturday morning at 8.
You guys are gonna break it all down?
We broke some of it down last week.
Are there?
I swear to God, I tuned in for Sunday's coverage on CBS. They spent 20 minutes on Patrick Reed picking up his ball. Literally 20 minutes on it. I'm like, can we show some shots here?
Well, it's what ESPN would do for First Take. They would hammer home some topic that isn't actually the game itself.
Right.
They're just following that model.
I guess they are. I guess that sells. Patrick Reed sells.
Is he the least liked person on the tour?
Yep.
Was that a gradual
Sergio's
thing?
Sergio's getting up there.
Was it a gradual thing for Patrick Reed, or was he always a guy people
No,
didn't like?
His first win, he came out right afterwards and said, I feel like I'm a top five player in the world. And everybody's like, you won one tournament, dude. Slow down.
Was he right about that, though?
No.
No.
He's not right about
it. I don't know.
He's a pretty good player now. He's a pretty good player. But a lot of players are saying that he shouldn't have won, that this win should have an asterisk. You know what? He said, kiss my asterisk. That's what he said. Let's get Lawrence in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Lawrence.
How you doing today, fellas? I was wondering, so y'all, do you think Woods going to be an all-star this year? I hang up and listen.
I do. I think Christian Wood is playing at all-star level. Whether or not he's going to have to do it a couple of times to get all-star caliber and to get all-star consideration, that's happened before.
Yeah, who's he competing against? Anthony Davis, all-star. Lock.
Well,
Jokic.
Is he competing with him or is just added on?
No, what I'm saying is who are the guys who would get there over him? Jokic?
Yes.
Davis? And now Gobert is the one he could possibly supplant.
Oh, everyone hates Gobert?
Because Gobert is that third center who makes the All-Star game. That's the guy you have to hope that people are like, all right, enough for Rudy Gobert. Let's put Wood in. But Davis and Jokic are making it. That's two of your three.
Are they still doing West and East or are guys just picking guys?
No,
or?
It's not. I think it's what they've done in the past.
No, but I mean, there's so many Western Conference All-Stars and so many Eastern.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And then the teams get picked out of that pool.
Yeah. Well, apparently now, how about this? The NBA and the Players Association are finalizing
another mass thing?
An agreement on the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. In Atlanta, and you're going to have a couple of the events that you've had before, like I think they want to do the 3-point thing and a slam dunk thing again. Okay. Sure.
You have to, but here's the thing. You have to finalize an agreement.
Well, yeah, you have to make it known that these two sides came to an agreement. So, hey, everyone's working together.
Here's the date of the All-Star game. Go play.
March 7th. What they were looking at, I think. And Atlanta, because that city is open and the players don't want to go to a place where you can't do anything. COVID or no COVID. So, All-Star Weekend in Atlanta, everybody.
Well, yeah, we've got to go. Well, that chicken wing place is open, right?
It's not a chicken. It's a strip club with chicken wings.
Well.
It will be packed.
It will be. Oh, my goodness. Atlanta, here comes the NBA All-Star game. Get some chicken wings ready. Well, or a booty.
Do you think, chicken heads ready.
Do you think? Oh, see, you're not an ally. Why would you say
that was
like
a great
that?
Line, Del?
No.
Chicken wings and chicken heads.
No, yeah, if it was 2001. Speaking of that TV show.
We just went back.
Speaking of that TV show.
The chicken head then is a chicken head now.
Who says chicken head around you?
You know who says it.
No, you know who still says chicken head?
Trey.
Trey says,
hello, Trey.
I don't even know what that means, chicken head.
It's another word for thot or ratchet girl, whatever you want to say. It's not a complimentary term.
It's not?
No.
Neither is ho.
Depends on what?
Okay, let's approach the women in your life and call them chicken heads and see
does
how
that
well
sound like
go.
A complimentary term?
No.
It really, really doesn't.
You know, if you say ratchet doesn't sound good. Thought, it doesn't, you know.
Well, the acronym for thought. That ho over there.
That ho over there.
Yeah, but that doesn't, but chicken head sounds.
You know, let me read what Wikipedia says about chicken head.
Wikipedia or Urban Dictionary?
No, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia's got it?
Yes. Chickenhead is an American English slang term that is typically used in a derogatory manner toward women. The term mocks the motion of the body while performing oral sex on a man.
But contains
social characteristics and cultural relevance as well, and is frequently heard in popular hip-hop music. No, chickenhead, not complimentary.
Not so much.
No.
Now, get at me if it's going to be... let me know if what I said is accurate. that the All-Star game is going to have chicken wings and chicken heads.
I would just think maybe update your slang. No one says this anymore.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, of course.
First
you
time
do.
I've heard it, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, you two boomers would love it. No one says it anymore, though.
I just got a text that says, "That's a great call, Lance."
You always make stuff up.
This is a great call.
And we can tell.
Keep what you're doing. Thanks for repping the culture.
Stop it. No one wrote that
from
to
the
you.
Culture.
No one wrote
the
that.
Culture?
It's got a tweet from the culture, a text from the culture.
That's a lie.
You're not on the string, Del.
The culture string?
Yeah. Didn't put you on the string.
You and who else? Who else is in it?
Me and
who?
Lamont.
Oh, okay.
And Thought.
People you don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And Chicken Heads.
Kevin Bass.
Kevin
Bass?
No.
They kicked him out of it.
Such a lie.
Bass.
He's not in the string.
He's not in it. 10-8, 10-28, ESPN 97.5, 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
Kevin Bass and Kevin Eschenfelder.
Bart Innes is in it, too.
And Robert Ford.
Yeah, all the Astros personalities are in your chicken head group chat.
Jeff Blum.
And Steve Sparks chimes in every now and again.
And Craig Ackerman.
Well, but of course.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 10:32. So the main stories, obviously we talked about the Texans and this Deshaun thing, whatever. The Texans have hired another former Patriot, Frank Ross, is a new special teams coach. They have also, they brought in somebody else too. The Texans have, Frank Ross is their special teams coordinator. And they brought in somebody else, and I forget who it is. It's not no big deal. But other stories that happened outside of the city of Houston, courtside Karen apologized. She had to apologize for her tirade about an ugly. She used ugly, ugly words about LeBron.
They were not nice.
No,
she was vulgar.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have a big problem with vulgarity, but for 53 seconds, it was a combined through video. She got a lot in. So and
why did she?
So many so that you couldn't. It was basically just one long beep that you had to put edit.
Correct.
Together, right?
Yes. I mean, I can find it if people.
She's the one. She and her fiance got thrown out of the game the other night in Atlanta because they got into an argument with LeBron on the floor.
Did the internet make her apologize?
The internet, I think she became famous, so they looked back in her past, and I think there was some things in it that maybe weren't all that favorable, all that attractive.
And it's apparent from her boyfriend, fiance's Instagram that he has been at odds with LeBron, not face to face, not talking.
He's done like LeBron.
But he would post stuff. Well,
wait, where was that game again?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah.
So LeBron with the Cavs played in Atlanta, obviously, a number of times. And this guy would be courtside and post a picture and go and just say something negative about LeBron. So this has been a thing for a while for that, for him at least. Did you want to hear it again, John?
Well, this is her. Now, this is her. This is what she had to apologize for.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in this one, we'll hear some of the reactions of you two as you're listening.
Okay.
Just got kicked out of the game for talking to LeBron James. For talking to my husband. This is such a listen, let me tell you. LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out, and I stood up and I go, don't fucking talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will you up. And he started fighting with me. He goes, shut your mouth, dumb bitch. And I go, you shut your mouth, bitch. Literally was like, f*** you, bitch. Sit down, bitch. And all of a sudden, now I'm getting kicked out. Excuse me, I have courtside seats that I pay for. F*** you, LeBron. You're a f***ing p***. Get the f*** out of here. You're going to let a 25-year-old girl intimidate you during a game?
You cut the last one off.
Bye, bitch. That should have been cut off. I don't know what happened. John made the noise live and recorded when he heard the I paid for these seats.
See? I'm Pavlov's dog. I paid for these seats.
Oh, sure.
Did you?
Sure you did.
Did you, though? Did you pay for those seats? Well, she's apologized now because I think she might be worried that Atlanta won't let her back in. I'm not sure, but that's probably the deal. Is that you can't be taking an Instagram. And, well, listen, I heard Joel tell a story the other night. He talking about LeBron choking at the free throw line, and the league sent him a letter or contacted him, telling him don't say that anymore.
He said it during a broadcast?
During a broadcast. Remember the game? I was there. A big game. LeBron was in town, and there were free throws down the stretch, and LeBron was gagging. LeBron was bricking him up there, and that must be the one that Joel is referring to. He missed some big, huge free throws, and Joel made reference to it, and the league told him, you're hurting the league by saying bad stuff about LeBron. What do you mean? Dude wasn't shooting. He sucked at free throws that day.
That's weird that they would send a letter to the local broadcaster, the opposite team, when they have their own.
I know.
When they have their featured show on TNT taking shots at players all the time, and those guys, I'm assuming, aren't told, hey, could you knock it off? You're bad for the league.
But they're not owned by... Joel was employed by the Rockets.
That's fine, but your most...
Who is the league.
I get it.
They're a part of the league. You can't
I get
say
it. But your most visible broadcast... One of your most visible broadcast partners has a show that everyone watches, and they take joy in just taking shots at your league and the play and... And nothing. I don't care one way or the other, but people who love the NBA is like, huh, we don't see this on NFL broadcast. We don't see like...
No, you don't see that brutal honesty that people love. That's why they love that pregame show and people don't care about them.
Some of it's not honesty. Some of it's
shows. Let's see what Boomer Esiason has to say.
But some of it is not honesty. Some of it's just misguided analysis and they're just running their mouth.
LeBron James, a big boy. He can't take the criticism of he sucked at free throws.
And LeBron wouldn't even have heard it.
Further, if LeBron called somebody a bitch sitting courtside, the NBA needs to talk to him.
Well, that was her analysis, but no one has confirmed that.
The guy next to him in the video was like, this is all LeBron. The guy next to him said LeBron was the one who started it. I'm just saying, a lot of people think that LeBron did probably say something like people who are pro LeBron saying she deserved it. But you can't. I just think it's... You can make whatever arguments. You shouldn't talk to players. You don't want players because you won't keep that same energy if it's a different situation.
He said something about...
Keep it consistent. You don't want players calling women at games bitches.
I don't know that he did. From what people have read lips, they said that LeBron referenced the dude being on steroids and he won't shut the F up is what... That's the thing I've seen.
They don't have the camera on him the whole time.
No, they had people read his lips.
The steroid thing felt... I think it's probably more HGH, honestly. Well, steroids?
Well,
don't you think it's more growth hormone than steroids?
You think that he's on HGH? I don't think he's on anything. I think he's just naturally buff like that at 70 years old or whatever he is.
LeBron was the lip reading thing.
Anyway, so LeBron, you got to protect him that much? Stop.
That's their guy.
Stop.
Did the league protect Michael?
No, hells no.
Ooh. No?
No. Ooh. No, they talked all about him going to New Jersey and gambling. Okay, no, they didn't protect his ass. Michael was tough, not LeBron.
Did he play
soft
baseball?
Ass LeBron.
Did he play baseball instead of getting suspended?
Well, yeah. No, he didn't.
Did LeBron
he can't
ever
play
minor league baseball?
He ain't the athlete Mike is. Okay?
He was a great high school football player.
Okay. All right? Did LeBron play football?
He was a great high school football player.
Was he?
Really good,
so was Mike.
No, he wasn't.
Mike was unbelievable.
That's
and golfer? Does LeBron play golf? No.
He lost they found his check on a dead person's.
It's because he's playing pros. Are you kidding me?
Keep your mouth off Michael Jordan.
Oh, no.
Keep your mouth off of Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan? No. I'm not going to
keep those lips.
I do have to get out of here. You guys have your mouths all over
keep
everything.
Keep those lips off of Michael Jordan.
Joel's not going to like how messy this studio is.
Jared Goff apparently is confused.
About what?
Why the Rams gave up on him.
He didn't watch his play?
Apparently not. That's the tough part right now, is trying to figure that out. Those are all conversations that I may or may not have and try to figure it out. That's the conversation to have.
If I'm Jared Goff, I am a little upset that Matthew Stafford's the clear upgrade over me. I'm like, what has he ever done? But yeah, but you haven't played well.
Well,
Jared.
He has been in the playoff to the playoffs three times. But Detroit,
Jared Goff has been in the playoffs how many times?
With Detroit,
has Matthew Stafford ever made a Super Bowl?
Your boy Mickey Callaway,
that
though,
man put up three in the Super Bowl.
He's been suspended.
It's not. Why do you put him on me? I'm not a Mets or an Angels fan.
I love his statement. Mickey Callaway was the former Mets manager who is now working for the Angels as their pitching coach. And he's been accused by of having relations with women spanned at least 5 years, multiple cities, and three teams with multiple women. It was one of the worst-kept secrets in sports, one of the women said of Callaway's reputation for aggressive and indecent behavior. Rather than rush to respond to these general allegations, of which I have just been made aware, I look forward to an opportunity to provide more specific responses.
Sure,
I look forward to an opportunity to provide a more... Any relationship in which I was engaged has been consensual, and my conduct was in no way intended to be disrespectful to any women involved.
How come that is the playbook for every guy we hear this about?
Well, but this is the line.
Marilyn Manson did that, too.
Here's the line. I am married, and my wife has been made aware of these general allegations. Dude, you just admitted it. You just talked about your relationship with women being consensual. You just crushed yourself. You just destroyed your marriage. I mean, not that it wasn't when your infidelities are being relayed in The Athletic, your marriage is probably pretty much over.
Yeah, and I guess he already knows that the whole cheating thing, he can't avoid that, but he'll try to avoid the I was doing things
right
illegal.
Oh, they're right.
Yeah, because the cheating thing he can't get away from.
Yeah, right. Or yeah, I wasn't forcing myself on anybody. I guess that's the way to go since you're already done. Your marriage is already done.
How are you going to talk your way out of that part of it?
Yeah. We're done with this segment, and we're up on to News of the Weird. That's coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Del, there is an update on the cops who pepper sprayed and handcuffed the 9-year-old girl.
Did they find more evidence to, you know, back up why they did it?
Well, I don't know that. I think one of the things that came out of it is that they accused her. One of the reasons that they cuffed her and pepper sprayed her, a 9-year-old girl, that the cops were called to a family dispute. Apparently, they told her, "You're acting like a child." She's nine.
Look, but I don't know what more to say about that story than what we said the last time. But it's a lot of self-owning by the police. Yeah. You notice the trend, the through line for a lot of these stories, the stupidity?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to comment on
the
obvious.
She's a 9-year-old, and you handcuffed her and pepper sprayed her.
And the reason you did is because she's acting like a child.
Because she was acting like a child.
Well, that's her right as a child.
Well, not really.
You don't... Should she be acting like an adult?
She should be acting like an adult now, okay?
Ah.
This is an adult situation, okay? How about this? We've been talking about the GameStop stuff. Oh, did any of the rich people, all the hedge fund guys, did they do this? A guy who made $30,000 from the GameStop shares, he bought consoles for a children's hospital. 20-year-old university student who cashed out $30,000 for his GameStop shares used a chunk of the earnings to buy multiple game consoles for a children's hospital. How about that? Well, do rich people do that? No. You know what they do? They stuff their pockets.
But you don't mind rich people.
Well, I would rather have rich people do this.
I feel like it's a poor investment on his part.
What?
It's only...
GameStop for kids?
It's only $30K,
bro. GameStop for kids. GameStop for kids.
I mean, maybe you're a very talented investor, but you only got $30K. You dropping, what, about $2K on game equipment?
Yeah, for the kids.
Seems like a poor choice.
You don't like his choice.
It's a bad choice.
Oh, my gosh.
You only got $30K. You're already taking a pretty good chunk out of it. How many consoles did he buy? Four or five?
So what? You know what? He doesn't care about the money, Dell. He wants to help the kids.
Well, that's why rich people stay rich. They do care about their money.
They care about themselves. Krispy Kreme has heart-shaped donuts for Valentine's Day, Dell. Are you going to get them?
No, I don't
go. And they're better than flowers.
I don't go to Krispy Kreme.
Shipley's
is what I'm about.
Look at that.
I can't see that from here.
They're frosted.
Are they the glazed type?
But they're frosted.
Beat it.
Chocolate.
Better
strawberry.
Be a cake donut or nothing.
All right. That's strawberry. What I'm talking about.
I don't eat strawberry donuts.
Yeah. Apparently, Andrew Garfield is going to be Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. It's very nerd stuff, but they're going to try to... I think they're going to get all the previous Spider-Mans into this movie because, you know, you didn't watch it because it was actually a cartoon as opposed to the jokes you make. There are multiple universes in the Spider-Man world, so they're just going to say, this Spider-Man was from this world. Bam, bam, bam. So they're going to get Tobey Maguire, the original one, back. Yeah, they're. I think all three of them are going to be in it.
Apparently a DoorDash driver may have broken the news. I just delivered food to that blank that played Spider-Man in 2014, Andrew Garfield.
What did he call him? Bad word?
Well, it starts with N.
Oh.
But it had two C's in it. I'd never seen this.
I've seen it. It's a way to not say it.
Yeah.
What's saying it. Okay.
Right. Andrew Garfield, brah, rude ASF. How was he rude? So he's in Spider-Man 3 then? It was cool, but I asked for his ID. It's protocol. We deliver liquor. We have to scan. He got kind of agitated. I brushed it off. Then I thought about, I was like, damn, that's that dropped Gwen.
Well, she did. That's one of the more famous deaths in comic book history, the death of Gwen Stacy in that universe. But yeah. He Andrew Garfield reportedly in Atlanta now might be to film Spider-Man 3. Well, that's where they film all
those
movies.
How about that?
Yeah, they're all going to be in it. Toby, the current Spider-Man. So it's a thing.
Yeah. So did you see the I don't know what you would call them. The people in Los Angeles that were trying to say to change the Hollywood sign?
What were they trying to change it to?
Holly Boob. They were making the W and the D two Bs. And they were arrested for it.
Well, that's surprising you get arrested for defacing a famous sign like that.
Yeah, you would think, right?
You'd think you'd just be allowed to do stuff like that.
Apparently, one of the women arrested in the Capitol siege of our Capitol, apparently she asked the judge if she could still go on her vacation to Mexico, and he said yes.
I saw that where people were saying, I know I tried to overthrow the government, but can I still get released? Sure. No biggie. Are we taking that seriously enough if she gets to go to another country on vacation? She's not a flight risk to stay in Mexico. Is that why?
I guess not, but.
You would think
you can't leave the country.
What's she being charged with? If she's being charged with something like treason, do you get to leave the country when you're charged with treason? I guess she's not being charged with that because that seems too serious to get to go to Mexico.
It seems odd that a judge would let that happen, especially when you're up for charges of, you know, seizing your own, you know, capital.
Trying to overthrow the government. Yeah. I don't know.
Apparently the cost of hiring a hitman in Europe is falling. Because there are a lot younger people out there that'll do it for cheaper. Younger, inexperienced hitmen are being blamed for a rise in gangland violence across Europe as the cost of having someone killed has dropped.
Hmm.
The cost now, contract killings are now reported between 10,000 and 100,000 pounds, okay, which is cheaper than they used to be. I mean, these millennials will do anything.
But don't you want to hire someone who will get the, if you're into, you know, killing someone, hire someone who will get the job done and leave no trace of it coming back to you? Can you trust these millennials to cover all their tracks?
I don't know. But it's cheaper.
But yeah.
It's cheaper.
Look, you want someone dead, which is crazy that you pay for it. I'll just set that aside. But if you're in that mode, you want to get away with it. So I'm not, I don't think I'm going to cheap out on that, because there's a real shot this millennial is going to screw it up. He's going to leave. He's going to have his phone with him or leave it there in the fight or whatever, however it happens. And I'm going to have to deal with the consequences of being in contact with them. I'll pay for the professional.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it, but it seems like a lot of money. I don't know. Look, I'm going to go. I want to save some.
I understand. But if you're paying in the thousands, if you're not just dropping $500 for some, you know, some meth head to go kill someone, if you're actually paying a legit hitman, maybe go for the best.
Well, speaking of meth heads, a 22-year-old Port Richey, Florida man, he won the title of Florida Man for Life.
What did he do?
Well, apparently he called 911 to find a ride home, according to a court complaint. And he cursed at the call taker during the call. He apparently has a tattoo of Florida on his forehead. So we know where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's going to be difficult to find.
Look, the tattoo is a Florida man thing to do, but yelling at your rideshare person, that's not crazy. Doesn't that happen all the time?
He was charged with misuse of the 911 system.
Oh, he was yelling at the 911 system. Yeah. Why did I think rideshare? Yeah. I don't think that's crazy either. The tattoo on his head is the crazy part. What he did was, I think, a normal thing. Yeah, but look. The face head tattoo thing, never going to understand it. I've seen so many of those videos where the people years later are going through the process of getting them removed. And it's just this slow thing where, yeah, I've been through 12 sessions and the dark lines of this clown face are still there.
Huh. I don't get it.
Like, if you're not insanely rich where it's not going to matter to you because, you know, dude, a normal job doesn't matter.
You ain't going
to
get a job.
Yeah.
Just this then.
Why?
New York, Dell. Good news, repealed a law that allows police to discriminate against trans people and women of color. Apparently, this was still on the books that you were able to walking while trans.
So it was written on the books that police could legitimately discriminate against people because of who they are?
I guess, yes. They were exposing black and Latinx women to police harassment.
Huh.
Outlaws loitering for the purposes of prostitution from the New York Penal Code. The repeal strikes the statute and seals the records of anyone who has been convicted of the offense. So,
if you're
I guess it's a prostitution thing
involved. And what I guess in that area or New York,
but I guess
it's more Latinas and black women.
Yeah, if you're a black woman standing on the corner, they can come and harass you.
Are you a hooker? No. Yeah. No, I'm just waiting for the crosswalk.
The bus.
Yeah, you look like someone.
You look like you're hooking.
Yeah. Thankfully, that has been changed, and particularly on a day like today, John, which is National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
It's Sports Day, the most important day of the year.
And if you didn't know, I'm still getting updates on it from our very good friend.
Mary?
Yeah.
She's still updating us?
She's sending me things about why today's important. Mary, send them to John. He's the one who needs it.
Am I an ally?
No.
Are yes. you, though?
Yes. Yes, I am, Mary.
Because
we did the interview with Mary, and she agreed.
Well,
I am an ally.
Well, I've got the follow-up from the interview. She doesn't agree with what she's saying.
At 10:56, the press box next. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.